In continuing to discuss the halacha of davening and what when you can add your own bakashas, the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us Api Sh'amr Shoyl Adam Tzracha B'Shmei Tefillah, that you can ask for whatever you need in Shmei Tefillah. Avba Loim B'Soif Ka Bracha U'Bracha, if you want to say at the end of every bracha, Main Ka Bracha Omer. So here we see that by every bracha you could ask, you could be Moisif, and you could also be Moisif by Shmei Tefillah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Apish Amar Shoyl Adam Tzracha B'Shmei Tefillah, a person could ask for his Bakashas B'Shmei Tefillah. If he has a person who never needs a refuah, he should say it by Birkas Acholim. If somebody needs Panasa, he should say it by Baruch Aleinu. So the Ravid says that what Rav Chiya Bar Ashi means to say, that if somebody has for Shalom, has somebody in his family who needs refuah or panasa, he should not wait till Shemei Tefillah. Immediately when he gets to Rafa'enu, immediately when he gets to Baruch Aleinu, he should be mispalo for the panasa, he should be mispalo for the refuah. However, the Bach points out that even though we're saying that if your person needs the issue that's discussed in any specific bracha, he should say it when he says that bracha, says the Bach, you have only a right to do so if you already have an existing need for that bracha. And actually, if we look in the words of Rashi, the last Rashi on the before the Mishnah on the Amud here on the Ches Amud Aleph, it's quite obvious that's what Rashi's trying to teach us. Rashi says, Main ka bracha bracha, im hay mishachich tamuda. If you have a person, Nebuchadnezzar, he keeps on forgetting what he's learning, marach b'choyna adas. So by choyna adas, he should ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him succeed in his learning. Im b'al tshuva hu, if he's about tshuva and he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept his tshuva, marach b'arayitz b'tshuva. So it's interesting to note that Rashi seems to be saying that when you mispalu by a bracha, you're only allowed to daven for an existing condition. But let's say you're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, that you should succeed in your learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep you healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you be successful in your business endeavors. So you're not asking for a specific existing condition. There, the halacha is, you should wait for Shmei Tefillah and say it at Shmei Tefillah at the end of davening, not at that specific bracha. Moreover, I saw from the Tosfos Rid, we know in the winter we say the same Talmud Motto. In the summer we say the same bracha. If a person is in a place where it's the summer, we don't say the same Talmud Motor, but there's a need for rain in the place where he is, you should not be Mishana, you should not change the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah should remain the same, but since you have a specific request, that specific request, don't say it by Baruch Aleinu, say it by Shemei Tefillah or at the end of the Shemone Esrei. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shu ben Levi, Apish Amar Shal Adam Tzrocha B'Shmei Tefillah. A person can add a mil de Shemone Esrei, whatever a mil Shemone Esrei to ask for whatever he needs. Amba loy ma'ach tefilosoi. At the end of the tefillah, he could say a fil kasedi yom kippurim, he could be marach in tefillah. So I saw that the Rishonim, the Ravid, asked the question, here we're having a discussion in our Gemara, what you could be mispalled for during the Shemoneh Esrei, during each bracha, as we just discussed, during Shemoneh Tefillah, as we discussed and will discuss. But why would I think, asked the Ravid, that if I finish Shemoneh Esrei, I should not be allowed to be mispalled for whatever I need to be mispalled? Says the Ravid, a beautiful Teretz. One would think that since I already finished davening, so the attitude we should have as we finish davening is that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefillah and will give us what we need. And therefore it's perhaps disrespectful to keep on davening. It's as if we're showing that we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard what we need and needs to keep on hearing. That's why the Gemara teaches us that no, even though you finished davening, you could still continue being marach in your tefillah. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Bnei Yisachar. He says that what happens is, for example, a person says the bracha Rafeinu. So as soon as the person begins to say Rafeinu Hashem and Rafei, the person recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is the ultimate doctor, is the ultimate one that brings refuas to Klal Yisrael. When the Malachim hear the person say this, the Malachim say Amen. And once the Malachim say Amen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that any kitrig, anybody who would be trying to say different, the Malachim will no longer try to say, don't bring that person a refuah, and therefore the person will now be able to be sure that his tefillah will be answered. And that's why the Gemara is very specific, that when the Gemara says that by every bracha that you say during Shemoneh Esrei, you could speak about that subject, but as we just learned, the Gemara said b'soif kol bracha bracha. Why is the Gemara emphasizing b'soif kol bracha bracha? According to the Bnei Yisachar's explanation, it's very understandable. What the Gemara is teaching us is that once the person began the bracha and the Malachim said Amen, so once the Malachim said Amen, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows I could easily, kaviyachal, fulfill this request. And that's why, first say the bracha, get that amen said by the malachim, and then you could continue saying, and then you could make your bakasha. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yur Tes, Sif Aleph, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Imroitzel Hoysev Kal Bracha Meam Tzoyis, Mena Bracha, if somebody wants to add to any of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei from the subject of that bracha, Moisif, he could add. Ketzad, Chayloi, Chayloi B'toich Beisoi, Chayloi, Chayloi, if he has somebody in his family who's not well, Rachman Slan, Mavakashlov Rachman Berkos Rafeinu, he could daven for that Chayloi during Rafeinu. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you're davening in front of the Chayla, in the presence of the Chayla, you don't have to mention his name. As we find when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Miriam, all he said was, Kelna Rafana Allah, and he didn't mention her name because she was there. But if you're being mispalel for Chayla, not in the presence of the Chayla, you should mention his name. Hay tzarach panasa. If somebody needs panasa, vakshol v'berach sashonim. So v'berach aleinu, that's the time to daven for it. Hagah, and as the Ramah, says the Ramah, as we just learned, ukshumaysif, if he has intention to add to a bracha, yaschol v'bracha, he should start by saying the bracha first. Vakach moysif, And then afterwards, he could be Moisif. Avalo Yosef Vakach Yaskal Abrocha. But he should not first say whatever he needs and then say the bracha. And according to the explanation we just gave from the B'nai Yisoscha, it's understandable. The Mishnah Berurah says a more halachadiga explanation. We have to remember what's the Iker and what's the Tafel. The Iker is the Matbeya, is the Nusach that Chazal established. And that should be mentioned first. And afterwards, you should say your own bakashas. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. U'bishmei tefillah yochal lisho kol tzrochav. During the brach of Shmei tefillah, you could say everything that you need. She kalelas kol habakashas. Because Shmei tefillah is the place where you can add, you could ask all your bakashas. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Rab Yoina, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, Shemois of Brachim, Enois of Brachim, and Mois of Esoi, Bishvil Kol Yisrael, if you're saying it for all of Kol Yisrael, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, for a rabbin, I might say Beloshin Rabbin. Be careful to say Beloshin Rabbin, V'loi Beloshin Yochid, V'loi Yosef, Ela B'Soif HaBrachah. Here again, we repeat that it should only be said at the end of the bracha, v'loi be'emtso. V'mshayal tzroch of mamish. K'gon she'esh l'chol v'teich b'yisoy, sh'tzorch v'p'nosoy. Yoch l'sh l'afil be'emtso a bracha. You could say it even in the middle of the bracha. V'ushi yisha b'loshin yochid v'loi b'rashin rabim. Then concludes the Shulchan Aruch. Or b'bracha sh'mei tefillah. During the bracha sh'mei tefillah. V'chem b'soif ha'tefillah. Ben koim yil rotzim ben achrov, yoch lishol der, he doesn't differentiate. You could say ben belosh yoch, ben belosh rabim, ben tzrok mamash, ben tzrok rabim. That's the place where you could say whatever you want. So as we learned, the best time to add any bakosha is at the end of the bracha. Even though we've learned, and we quoted a Rashi, that when you're adding to a existing bracha, you should only daven for something which is an existing condition. There are paiskim that are makel, and say you could even be mispowel for a condition that doesn't yet exist. Furthermore, the paiskim say that as you finish the bracha, before you actually say the bracha, you should be chayse me'en achsima. Your last word should not be your own bakasha, but your last words should be the words of the bracha. So, for example, if somebody's davening for refuah, he should start with refeinu Hashem and Rafei, say the nusach until ki kam melech roifei. Then, right before ki kam melech roifei, be mispalel for the individual you're being mispalel for, and then end with ki kamel roifei nemo v'rachman oto, and the same with baruch aleinu. Say the beginning of the bracha. Then, if you're being mispal for panosa, say your tefillah, and then say ki kel toiv meitiv oto mevarech hashanim baruch ato hashem mevarech hashanim. Between brachas, one should not add any tefillah. The Yaris Dvash teaches us, the Chai Adam quotes it. The Yaris Dvash teaches us how important it is for a person to add to his tefillahs his own bakoshes. We know that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, which requires kavona. So when a person davens, unfortunately, the same nusach all the time, it could cause, unfortunately, that it should become just a habit and he doesn't pay the proper intention. But by saying these special new tefillahs, what he's recognizing is that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where we get everything from. As the Aristavash says, and I read some of his words, Ba'yosim shmakaleinu, Ba'yosim koma gvoisav l'ashem l'spal kol tzorachav. That's the place where a person should show that he needs to daven HaKadosh Baruch for everything he needs. I feel davar katan gadol, small or large. Lo yiftza davar mash lo yispal l'ashem. There shouldn't be anything that you shouldn't daven to HaKadosh Baruch for. Imtzarech shidduch l'atzmai bonav b'noisav, you need a shidduch for a family member. Imtzarech l'schayr, if you need to do business. Yispal l'ashem, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'etzarech loyma, and certainly, says the Yarish Tavash, somebody has a problem in his home. He's experiencing a simcha, but he wants the simcha should be b'shleimus, the simcha should be b'simcha, without any interruption, without any problem. And says the Yarish Tavash, not everybody could speak clearly. Ivri Kuroi, he doesn't know how to express himself in Hebrew properly. Chavu l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly likes to hear a person daven. V'ze ikah ha'tfilo habo mimamake halev. And in fact, the Chaznish, in his first letter, the Igros Chaznish, Chelek Aleph, Igros Aleph, says, v'yesh l'spalo b'chol nusach. You could daven in any nusach, any wording, any language. Ubavad shiyetzei min alev, as long as it comes from your heart. And he says in another letter, Igros Lamed Zayin, Luuk migirsa, to succeed in learning, you need to have siyata d'shmaya. Ulozoi sa'etza tefila b'bricha shmei tefila. The way to succeed in learning is to daven, says the Chazon Ish, by Shmei Tefillah, for success in learning, but nusach shetanasach ba'atzmacha, to daven in any nusach that you can. And it's also important to point out that not only should a person daven for his gashmistiga needs, a person should daven for his ruchnistiga needs. In fact, I saw that the Kotzke said, Hakob de Shemayim, Chutz Meir Shemayim. But if you daven for Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to your tefillah. Certainly, if you could say your bakasha in Lashon Kodesh, that's better. Because as we know, the Gemara says, Ein Malachei Hashoros Makirim Rak Lashon HaKodesh. The Malachei Hashoros only recognize Lashon HaKodesh. But if a person doesn't have the ability to say that tefillah in Lashon Kodesh, then he should say it in any language he can, as long as he says it with kavana. Because as we know, Rachmona Libibay. Moreover, if you're adding in your request in Shema Tefillah, and this goes to a fundamental question in the understanding of our Gemara. Our Gemara gives us two different places in the Shemona Esrei where a person can be ma'arich and can ask for his own bakasha. One is in Shemei Tefillah, and one is at the end of davening. So what's what? So the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Chav Beis of Katan Ches says there are two rules. If by being marach and shmei tefillah, you're going to miss kaddish and kedusha, don't be marach and shmei tefillah. Wait till the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Or even if that's not the case, but if you're going to spend a lot of time on your bakoshes, when you're saying in the shmei tefillah, you should say it bekitzer. If you want to be marach, you should be marach at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Another point, the Taz teaches us in Siman Kuf Chav Beis, Sif Katan Beis, there are many people who during Shemoneh Esrei have different than many Siddurim. You find this Nuschos that they add in the Shmei Tefillah. So says the Taz, there's nothing wrong to add those nuschos, but you shouldn't add those nuschos in every Shmon Esrei you say. Because if it's going to become part of your tefillah, if it's going to become part of your nusach tefillah, that every time you daven, you add that, then it's going to be considered maisif ala brachos, mishana v'matbei yishitavu chazal. The Shmon Esrei was supposed to be davening, it's supposed to be according to the nusach that Chazal established, and we shouldn't change that nusach by adding on a regular basis new tefillahs.